Welcome to Dish Nation!
What about your friends? Hey. Seems as though OG Housewives NeNe Leakes says her and Portia Williams aren't cool, as she thought.
Also, did Kanye say he wanted to get with Amber Rose and Nicki Minaj at the same damn time? Ooh. We'll get into that later on, but Gary was good.
Ooh, we heard it sound spicy. But honey, before we dish, honey, I see someone that can't stay away from us. Everyone, welcome. Carlos King.
Hey, boo. I'm so happy to be back with my extended family. So I'm really, really beat and good. Yes, honey.
All right.
What's the tea, Brad?
Lord help me.
Brad said she's not used to all this queendom.
You know what I call the best follows.
Yes.
That side of the room is officially Queens.
Well, girl, 2024 is a kiki, honey. Seems there's a new podcast on the horizon from the Kardashian clan, but you'll never believe with who. Oh. Baby, the exes, Caitlyn Jenner and Lammy Odom.
Not Lammy.
Yeah. Yeah. They have joined forces to bring their fans to Keeping Up With Sports podcast. As you can see, they're paying homage to their days on Keeping Up With The Kardashians. Now, does the title seem a little messy to y'all?
A little.
You think Chris ain't gonna say nothing?
No, hell, she can't say nothing, honey. But I think it's good that Lamar is working with his ex-mother-in-law. That's a good thing, though, you know?
This is definitely big shade to Big Chris. To have the title Keeping Up is wrong.
Well, I look forward to seeing their podcast. Y'all gonna be watching?
No.
All right. Well, in other messy news, guys, so OG Housewives, NeNe Leakes, and Portia. What is going on?
Girl, the church said amen. Keep it going.
OG Housewives, NeNe Leakes, and Portia Williams are at it again.
No,
y'all.
Girl, not again.
So, listen to this now. Pay attention, Carlos. So, NeNe hopped on the gram a couple of days ago and went off about Portia not wanting to shoot an episode of The Upshaws with her. Miss Lanithia Leakes was big mad about this because she thought they were cool and took her vengeance to the gram by posting a photo of her and her man, Yoni, alongside of Simon Gwabadia and his reported new ting of the week, Jasmine Ibram, and had everyone gagging. NeNe says her man Yoni and Simon are good friends, and there's nothing she can do about that. Carlos.
Oh, not me.
Carlos.
Jess with the mask.
Carlos.
Jess.
These is your friends. What say you?
And they are.
What's going on?
Why did I decide to show up today?
Because you did.
Listen. It's a very unfortunate situation. I love NeNe. I love Portia. It is big sis and little sis. I don't like it when stuff like this has to be played out on social media.
How do y'all feel about when you are breaking up with someone? Mm-hmm. Do you feel that your friends should still hang out with that person?
No.
Wait up.
It depends on how you knew the friends and like who connected the friends. Nope. It could be tricky. You can't just kill everybody in the relationship.
You break all ties.
That's how I feel.
I'm taking all my friends with me. All y'all coming with me.
Yeah, that's it.
Get your ass over there. These are my friends.
I agree.
No.
I agree with that.
If me and your friends.
If me and you are together, Gary.
Yes.
And we not together no more, but you met Brett and them through me, they not your friends no more.
Yes, they are, because they didn't do me nothing. Why should I not be their friend?
It's so hard.
But this one's more complicated because apparently Simon and Yoni are friends.
Okay. Yeah, right? They're Africans.
So,
repping the brotherhood. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what that has to do with it. But should NeNe remove herself from ever being around Simon if he's at a club with her man?
If she's close to Portia, I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
No, but it seems like she wants to smoke because she posted the picture three times, one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Spirit.
But she was upset then. She was upset because whatever
she let her emotions take over, which
she was upset.
What do you think, Carlos? You know.
Yeah.
I think the Real Housewives of Atlanta should be filming and NeNe should come back so that all of this can be filmed so I can watch it on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock.
Period.
Well, we just need to pray for them.
All right, moving on, honey. My favorite show, Married to Medicine, honey, had a great reunion. So much so, Dr. Gregory Lucifer spilled some piping hot tea on Miss Phaedra Parks.
Is he the same as Dr. Lunsford?
Is it Lucifer? Is it Lucifer?
Lucifer is the devil.
Tell us more about this demon
doc. Not Dr. Dragon Lucifer.
His name Lucifer. You know better than that.
Sweet tea, don't come give me, child. Dr. G spilled some piping hot tea on Miss Phaedra Parks during the Maritime Medicine season 10 reunion. Now look here, child. He claimed that Miss Phaedra told him that in order for him to date her, okay, he had to pay a monthly salary of $4,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's the allowance that she needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, disclaimer, this is before he started dating Miss Quad.
My thing is, how do you go from Dr. G, who you asked for allowance from, to Apollo, who you had to give allowance to?
Jasmine, the match is on fire.
No, I'm asking a question. Like, how does that happen?
Was she ended up back with Apollo?
Apollo ain't never had no job. So, like,
He did assets recovery.
Apollo ain't never had no job, so she would have to give Apollo money.
Well, was she giving him allowance or commissary? Because he was locked up for quite some time, right?
That too!
Okay.
But I do feel like if a man is dating a woman, he at least should pay her rent.
I agree.
No.
I have a mortgage.
What's the point in me dating you and you want me to see you and be all up under you if you can't afford my rent at least?
It sounds like you're there to use somebody and not necessarily show up for an actual relationship.
What happened to love, though?
Anybody gonna damn love? You don't want to love.
If you pay for it for yourself, you pay for it for yourself.
If somebody requires that much money a month to look a certain way, you need to get with somebody that requires less maintenance.
Right, you found love. You got a great marriage and you think everybody else is smart. We're not finding love. We're looking for money.
Tell them before. We're looking for damn love.
We're looking for money.
Nobody got no love. You got love. We ain't got no love.
Yeah, you got a rich woman too, baby.
Okay.
She give a couple words glistening all damn day.
Right. All right, y'all. Somebody else who ain't finding love no time soon.
Go ahead, Jason. We together.
Yeah. It looks like Kanye West was trying to have a menage a trois with Nicki Minaj. Ooh. So
I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Well, it's a lot,
I can't take the show today.
It's a lot going
on. We are getting worse, you guys. Like, what the
On Ye's iconic track, Monster, Nicki rapped the lyrics saying she wanted to have a threesome with Kanye and Amber Rose. I remember that. Who he was with at the time. Well, during Kanye's sit-down with radio personality Big Boi, he revealed that he was actually trying to make that a reality.
Disrespectful.
Oh, my God. Safari been through a lot.
How is it disrespectful to ask for permission?
And you know what? I know Safari personally. He's a very nice guy, and I hate the fact that these men were sunning him. I don't know. I can't come to you, nor would I, and say,
yo, crack. You know, like, you know, let me, you know, I see your wife over there and everything. Like, you know, can I, can she?
Like, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Yo, did I turn you on, Brad? No.
No. If you're going to ask, like, another dude for his girl while he's with that girl, you have no respect for the guy that you're talking to.
Right. Everything makes sense now, because now that explains why Safari be down to the internet showing his little ding-a-ling-a-ling all the time.
Not little.
Well, no, yeah, it's possible.
I mean,
let's
keep it real, baby.
We've seen that Jamaican
That thing is
daddy,
like
baby.
This, honey.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Yes, honey. Oh.
Yeah.
Up next, DDG warms Halle Bailey's heart with a sweet award-winning gesture. We'll tell you what it is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, award season is pretty much over, and despite Halle Bailey killing it last year and receiving nominations for The Little Mermaid and The Color Purple, she has not won any awards, y'all. Well, her partner, DDG, decided to have an award ceremony of his own to make sure his girl, Halle, gets the flowers she deserves. Check out this super sweet moment, y'all.
And this award goes to the one and only Halle Bailey for the Best Mother Award.
Oh, that is sweet.
Yo, if this video didn't make DDG a hot commodity in the streets, like, I don't know what will. That you know what I mean? Sweet. That was pretty cool.
That was sweet. Yeah, that was sweet. That was sweet. But I don't want these artists or actresses or whomever to take too much inventory into awards.
Thank you.
Like, I don't want people to really think that you need that to understand your worth. She's a beautiful actress. She's a wonderful singer.
Yes.
And she's a great mom, and she's happy. Yeah. So, but that was sweet. I love that.
She's still kind of new at acting, so to even get a nomination in any of those categories,
right.
Yo, you top tier, and you gonna get the real ones. Yeah. But that was cool what he did.
That was Little Mermaid, though. Who was topping Little Mermaid?
No sister has had her hair wet for that long ever.
Like, come on now. She was down there doing the whole looking for forks and all that with flounder in them. Like, come on, nobody else was doing that.
Who wrote the song that almost doesn't count?
Did she do something? To you, Gary.
Okay.
I'm just saying, though.
Love is good, Gary. We know you haven't had it in 50 years, though, child, but love is a very
beautiful thing.
Feeling. When you have it, it's fantastic.
Moving on, honey. Now, Carlos. Now, recently, honey, you took a trip down memory lane with Miss Tamika Foster, the beautiful ex-wife of Usher. Now, you guys relived the infamous Usher moment where he told the world, honey, on live TV that he was in love and to leave his beautiful black woman alone.
Yes.
Check this out.
He grabbed the camera and said, "This is my wife. That's a beautiful black woman. Y'all leave her alone. Stop talking mess about her." And I just remember being like, how sad she must feel. And I've always wondered, what is she going through?
That's one of the dopest moments in his life. Damn, that's a crazy moment. I forgot about that moment, kind of.
Oh, Jesse.
Shane forgot.
I caught that shade.
I caught that shade.
No. She said, that's probably one of the dopest moments in his life.
No, I
that was Shane.
No, Jesse the best. I didn't take it back. I didn't take it that way. Look, so when I asked her about that moment of Usher being in his 20s, professing his love,
was he
for
his
Tamika.
20s?
Yeah, he was I think he 20s. Was in his 20s.
He was about to be 30.
Yeah, he was in his 20s. Mm. Hey, Drea. And he really wanted to show the love that he...
Did you say, hey, Drea?
Yeah, I mean, I believe
that was,
it.
That was a stray. I like it.
It's funny though, if they could do this, she said, he said, don't mess with my beautiful black woman. So I wonder what he say now.
Just oh my God!
I know who's not getting tickets to the residency.
I love you, Usher. Usher, I love you.
You don't have to do that.
Usher, I love you, and I want tickets when you come to Atlanta.
It's a very good show.
But anyway, guess what, Carlos?
What, baby?
Up next, baby, Jermaine Dupri's latest fashions have got everyone talking. Ooh, breath. We'll take a look right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's time for... What the fashion? All right, today we shout out Jermaine Dupri. Now, he dropped these pics and said, ha, two docs and a socks in South by Southwest. Because, you know, he's promoting documentaries on Freaknik and Magic City. And he also showed off his fit at the Sherry Show, including the blinged out socks and shoes. Peep it.
I love it.
Bitch, honey, that was Louis Vuitton, honey, he was wearing. So I like it, even though it was ugly on him, but I like it.
I mean, you know. I know that's your friend, Brad, but
that is my brother.
I know that's your brother, Brad.
That is my brother.
But your brother be dressed like the oatmeal man, and I hope you understand what's going on.
Say it to JD. What I'm not gonna let you do is sit up here and talk about my big brother.
JD, they got hate in their blood. They got hate.
You're not
in
gonna sit
blood.
Up here and talk about my
Hi,
little
JD.
Brother.
Hi, JD.
Say what you said.
I said, I love you, JD.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
My big brother be fly, that's all I know. He got more money than all y'all. Don't do that, okay?
But his
he write the song that the whole world sings.
Don't
do
that. He need to take some of that damn money and buy some better outfits, then, so that looks a mess.
Don't do that, okay? All y'all see confessions.
So, JD, what do you have to, for the audience, Jay, they want to know the decision making behind the fits.
He's silent.
He's silent. What you say?
I'm trying to understand what is the decision that has to be made. I have on a suit. I have on a regular shirt.
You look nice.
Right? When today?
And I have on a pair of shorts. People act like they never think nobody wears shorts. With a shirt.
No, it's the church socks, JD. That's what we be talking about, the church.
You find these socks at church, I will give you $1 million.
And that's it. And I'm hanging up on that note, big brother. That's what I'm talking about. Because ain't none of them got that up here. Good night. Love you. I love you. I'll call you when I get in my car on the way home. Because I don't play about you. It's so good for life. Y'all know what this is.
Wait, so wait a minute.
It's over.
I need to find me a church that got $1 million.
You ain't gonna find it, baby. You ain't gonna find it.
Get you a friend, you like a ride for you, like
that,
baby.
Just for all that smoke, I'm gonna buy you a pair of them socks.
Oh, bitch. Buy me a pair, okay. Too.
I want one, too. I'm
gonna buy you a pair. And then you're gonna wear on Dish Nation. No, since you talked about them, and you're going to wham, and you're going to eat, eat them words.
I got the same size feet as True, so go ahead. You ain't even got to size me up. Me and True got the same feet.
Because you know he got some already.
You will not be calling these people when we're talking about them.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I'm going to call Nene Air Force.
Call them.
I can call Nene.
I can call both of them, too. Let's go.
Let's go.
Call them.
Let's go.
Dish Nation.
All right, it's time for
Disney Dish Coming.
Okay, so y'all know Wayne Brady recently came out as pansexual. Okay, now. So he's open to dating anybody regardless of gender. Sounds like Gary. And last week, he hosted the GLAAD Awards. Now look, in my little Richard voice, the GLAAD Awards has never honored me, never gave me an award.
Really?
I need my man to do what DDG did and give me some awards. Yeah. I have never been honored by the GLAAD Awards.
All right, little Richard.
And I'm very glad. And I'm the L and the A and the A in GLAAD. Anyways, on the red carpet, Wayne Brady was asked about his DMs. So let's see what he said, child.
I've never gotten eggplants in my inbox. It's shocking. Much respect to women. I'm sorry. I know how you feel when a random guy just goes, hey, I know I like you so much, I'm going to show you my junk. It's like, no, bro, that isn't necessarily the calling card that I want.
The thing is this. Maybe the guys who are sending him those pics aren't blessed with what
I'm
blessed with.
But okay.
Girl, please, honey.
Hey!
Okay. Now you done made me switch over.
Am I pansexual? Because I like people hard, too.
Have you ever been with a woman?
No.
Would you?
No.
Then now, baby.
Oh, okay.
You're what we call H.
What that mean?
Heterosexual.
Oh.
Now, this ain't pansexual, this is gay, so there's a difference. There's a difference.
The devil loves his own.
I don't have to pander anymore. Now, back in my teenage years, I did have girlfriends.
You had girlfriends?
Yeah, I really did.
Did you like it?
I mean, girlfriends.
I never went home run. I went to second base.
Oh, so you never had to...
I know.
Well, come on, let me... Sorry.
Oh, well, you know.
Hold on, my bad. I know that word.
Would that make her pan? If she did that, would that make her pan then?
Yeah, because he's... She.
He's your conversion kit.
I'm a she.
No. Yeah, you girl. Like,
if you and Jason got together, y'all lesbians.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.